If it's a sports story you're talking about, you can guarantee they'll be talking about it. Unless it's something like arena football. This is Sportsnet Magazine Live on Sportsnet 590. The Fan.
Is this the beginning of the end of that relationship, Michel Therrien and PK Subban? Because if you're going to take one guy, it's Subban, is it not? You would think. Although this is, if you're going to trade him away, this is the only part in his deal in which you can do so, because the no movement clause does kick in. We assume that this summer at some point, is this a marriage that can last?
Well, and he starts to cost you more money, right? He's making seven now. There'll be nine against the cap, and you're looking at, 10, 11, as we go forward. The fans for the first two shifts are chanting PK, PK.
Yeah.
And you brought up, the issues with Therrien. We were talking a little bit about him, how good or not good he is as a coach in the break before he came on. You can replace a Michel Therrien.
Yeah.
There's not that many PK. So if there's an issue there, if I'm PK, I'm saying a Kanye West line, there's 1,000 yous. There's only one of me. Like, granted, in that market, historically, you've wanted someone who speaks French as head coach, and that makes, your pool smaller. And I think that's part of the conversation is whether or not they should broaden that. But I just think, even last night in the postgame, he reluctant really to give him praise. He was solid. He was the best player on the ice.
Right.
So I that fracture, I think, is worth watching.
Well, and that's the thing, is that everything that we've talked about with Subban is amplified because he is playing for a coach you could categorize as old school. If he was playing for, somebody like Bill Peters in Carolina, who they've got young defensemen, and when they came through Toronto, he was saying, we tell them, you're going to make a mistake, you're going right back out. There are more and more coaches in the league that are prepared to live with those mistakes. Michel Therrien is not really one of them. And, this is certainly not the first time that those two have clashed, or that Therrien's come down hard on PK. And to PK's credit, he's taken the high road every time. Like, you can parse everything he says, and it still basically comes across as, there's no problem. I mean, he really knows... He knows how to diffuse a situation. And there he was last night, he named for a star. So he's doing a quick on ice interview, and he ends with, in French, like, je t'aime Montreal. Like, he, number one, that shows you, yes, they do read what's going on, because he's well aware of the firestorm that's going on. But that's the thing. And I think it's important to note that when we spend all this time talking about the people who come down on Subban, he's also beloved. I mean, he. I would say at this point,
I'd say more by the fans than in the NHL itself.
Yes, definitely by the fans. And, I've always got the sense with his teammates that it's a little, does Subban drive them nuts sometimes? Yeah, I think so. I think they're sometimes like, oh, PK, come on, man. But do I think that it ends with a head shake and a smile, like, but we wouldn't change a thing kind of thing? That's where I'd bet my nickel anyways.
This is Sportsnet Magazine Live.